Update. The Alberta Major Crimes Unit has laid charges in relation to the suspicious death that occurred in Airdrie last week. According to an update from RCMP, an autopsy on the woman's body was performed on January 14, and the manner of death has been deemed a homicide by the Office of the Chief Medial Examiner. As a result, 20-year-old Alexander James Thorpe of Airdrie has been charged with the second-degree murder of Melanie Lowen, 48, also of Airdrie. After a judicial hearing, Thorpe was remanded to custody and will next be appearing in Calgary Provincial Court on Jan.17, stated RCMP. As these matters are now before the courts, no further details can be released. According to prior reporting from the Airdrie City View, Thorpe is a George McDougall High School alumnus, having graduated from the school in 2019. He made headlines that year by being one of just three Airdrie students to score 100% on one of his diploma exams that January, and also captained the Mustang soccer team that spring. Original story. Airdrie RCMP say the death of a woman whose body was found in a local household on January 13 is considered suspicious, and a man has been taken into custody. On January 14, the detachment issued a press release that stated local Mounties responded to a 911 call on January 13 at 8 a.m. about a man in medical distress at a business in Northeast Airdrie. Emergency medical services attended the scene and assessed the male, the release stated. As a result of the investigation, a well-being check was done at a residence in Airdrie. Upon attending to the residence, RCMP officers discovered an adult woman located deceased. Her death is believed to be suspicious. According to the press release, the adult male was taken into custody in relation to the death. However, he was transported to hospital for his well-being and remains for an extended period, the release stated. Police are not seeking any additional suspects at this time and there is no risk to the public. The Alberta RCMP Major Crimes Unit has taken carriage of the investigation and the Forensic Identification Section has also been called in to assist. An autopsy has been ordered by the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner and will be conducted in the coming days, RCMP added. The next of kin of the deceased woman have been notified, and RCMP claim an update will be provided when further details can be released.